Film Dayton Festival kicks off a three-day extravaganza tonight in the heart of downtown Dayton. It's my pleasure to welcome to the studio one of the founders of Film Dayton Fest, and or Film Dayton in general, and board member of the Film Dayton Festival, Steve Bognar. Thanks for being here.
Nikki Dakota, it is always an honor and a joy to be on your show.
You never come empty-handed or empty-thoughted. You always have something amazing to share and to extend out, and this time you actually bring company.
I am so lucky that the filmmaker, the director of one of the best films showing at the festival, it's called Remote Area Medical, and it's showing on Sunday afternoon, and we're so lucky that one of the directors is here with us today, and both directors are going to be here on Sunday. It's my honor to welcome Fariha Zaman, who also happens to be my awesome niece.
Hey!
Thank you so much for having me.
It does all work out, doesn't it? Thank you so much for coming, and welcome to the Greater Dayton region. This isn't your first trip here, is it?
It's only my second trip here, and I have to admit that my first trip may have exclusively been for a bachelorette party. So it's a very different side of Dayton.
Yes.
You had just very tight parameters on your experience.
You have excellent karaoke here, and now I get to experience the cultural side of Dayton.
So very nice. It's a delight to have you. I'm absolutely intrigued about the premise of your documentary, and it shines a bright laser beam focused light on a huge gap in our sort of social contract in this country. Tell us a little bit about how you became aware of this particular event and how you recognized that you would be drawn to this to make a movie.
So my partner Jeff Reichert and I, Jeff has made a film called Gerrymandering, which I worked on, and incidentally happens to be Julia Reichert's niece.
Hey.
Julia, yeah, is a great Ohio film resource and source of inspiration to us, along with Steve. We had been talking for a while about how frustrating it was to see the way in which healthcare was discussed in this country. This was very much leading up to the vote on Obamacare, and it was completely divorced of human feeling in a way. It's like we weren't talking about people's lives at all. We were talking about politics, and we wanted to find a way to address the fact that our healthcare system is incredibly lacking. Most people are falling through the cracks, and to do that without saying, here's the way you should vote, or taking a partisan line on the issue. So Jeff's aunt on his other side of the family, this is very much a family affair. She's a retired nurse living in New Jersey. She heard about this group called Remote Area Medical, I believe on a 60 Minutes piece, and said, I need to go there. And we said, are you crazy? You've just had hip replacement surgery. Oh. You've never traveled on your own. She said, no, this is something I have to do. And when she came back, she said, I understand something about what's going on in this country that I never understood before. You have to volunteer.
No, I was going to say, when you say that she went there, she decided that she needed to go and volunteer and be a part of this positive action. I see.
Yeah. So the way that Remote Area Medical works is they do these free pop-up medical clinics around the country. And when I say pop-up, I mean they come into a town, they identify a space in which they can set up where whatever works for thousands of people to come in. So it might be a high school, it might be a fairground. The clinic that we filmed in Bristol, Tennessee was in a NASCAR racetrack.
Which in the center, right?
Yeah. Which is crazy in a whole other way, kind of in the, you know, the shadow of this glamorous sport.
High dollar, nothing goes unseen to.
Yeah. And on one hand, you know, people coming in would never be able to afford to see a race there, but they're NASCAR fans. They're there to get their blood pressure checked or their teeth pulled. And they've been there for 3 days sleeping in the parking lot just to have these really basic things taken care of. On the other hand, it's really amazing that NASCAR donates their facility to do that. I had no idea that they had community reach there, but there's so few resources in some of these rural areas that is who is stepping up.
You can see for yourself Remote Area Medical this Sunday. It's quite a full pack, but there was a fabulous event last night that was the Big Lens that celebrates the work of the great Wright State Film students. And it doesn't stop. Steve, tell us a little bit more about the arc of the next 3 days.
It is a jam-packed program. It's an explosion of good movies. Tonight, we're really excited about this. We, Dayton, Ohio, along with like L.A. and New York, we're like one of just three or four cities that are showing this film called In a World. And you know the trailers that always begin with In a World,
yes,
where blah, blah, blah. So this is about a young woman whose dad is a famous voiceover artist, and she wants to be a voiceover artist, and she's struggling to break in, but as a woman, it's much harder. And her dad doesn't even want her to join his ranks. He's competitive with his own daughter. It's a comedy. It won the Screenwriting Award at the Sundance Film Festival this year. It's written and directed and starring written and directed by and starring Lake Bell, who some of you might know from like Children's Hospital or other TV shows and movies. She's been in a lot. She's a familiar face. But this is her directorial debut. It's a breakout hit. And we're really excited about that. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Later tonight, we've got a series of horror shorts followed by a feature, a midnight movie. It's actually called Mutilation Man. It's directed by local filmmaker legend Andy Kopp, who sadly passed away. But it's his maybe his most acclaimed film. Tomorrow, there's a whole bunch of it's a jam-packed day. It begins at 11 a.m. with WYSO's own screenless screening.
Which is going to be just gangbusters this time around as we feature the works of our Community Voices producers. And I can't even tell you how proud I am of the caliber of work and the great stories of the Miami Valley that are being told. And what an honor to start off the day tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's a really intense experience because it's unlike listening to the radio. You go into a movie theater, the lights go kind of down, and you're listening to these really intimate voices, really right in your head, in your heart, and it takes you to a different place. It's a different kind of listening experience, but it's really powerful. Then later in the afternoon, there's all kinds of movies. Julia Reichert and I are going to do a workshop on Reinvention Stories, our major project collaboration with WYSO over the last year, especially focusing on our transmedia web project. A lot of people are talking about, like, how can we use the web for storytelling? We sort of dove into that world, made a ton of mistakes, and we're going to share our lessons. Then the amazing Hannah Beekler, production designer of the breakout hit
Friend of the show.
Yes, you had her on a few weeks ago, whose film Fruitvale Station has moved people all over the country this summer. She's going to do a workshop starting at 2 o'clock. This is all at Think TV. Everything at the festival happens down at the Neon or within a block of there.
So very nicely centralized, totally. A nice hub there of much activity.
If you can always go to filmdayton.com to find out about it, or you can go down to the Neon and get it. Program book and find out what's going on. Tickets are, you can be able to buy a pass or just individual tickets, or there's this thing called like a three event pass kind of thing, a mini pass, I guess.
Well, like a buffet. You just take the things. Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, there's another feature film. It was just, the reviews on it are coming out this weekend. This morning on All Things Considered, Ken Turan gave it a rave review. It's called Short Term 12. It won the best feature film prize at this year's South by Southwest Film Festival. It stars Brie Larson. Now, that name might not be familiar, but think of the name Jennifer Lawrence, who everyone knows now. Like 3 or 4 years ago, she starred in a movie called Winter's Bone, and that was her breakout hit. Well, Brie Larson is like this year's Jennifer Lawrence, so she's going to be on the buzz of everyone's Oscar lists and stuff for this performance in Short Term 12. It's a drama with a lot of, you know, humanity and heart and humor about a young woman who works at a juvenile detention facility. So that's Saturday night. And I know I'm forgetting lots of great.
Well, there's
great
so
things.
Much.
Yes.
It's just really a dense offering of great, great art and an opportunity to commune and celebrate what's great about movies and what's great about movies being made in Dayton and by this great film community. Again, that's filmdayton.com for more information. I wanted to get back to you, Fariha, with this remote area medical. So. There were many different places you could have connected with them, and you had to go to Tennessee to do it. I have to wonder, when you walked in there, I would imagine myself would be like, it's too much. Yeah. There's no way I could even capture this. I would like to know how you approached it and did manage to slowly sort of make a whole picture of that pretty big undertaking.
It is an intimidating thing. I mean, just physically walking into a NASCAR racetrack, which I'd never done, it's a huge space. They see, I believe, 2,000 people in 3 days, and that's just like kind of a medium amount for them. They do clinics where they see 6,000 people. I'll say first off that a little bit of denial goes a long way. I never think like, well, this is going to be hard. I think what is the best way to do this? And in our case, that was sort of accruing people that we really trusted and felt would be able to help us in this endeavor. When you do what I call it like an event documentary or marathon documentary, where so much is happening in a short period of time. The way the clinic is set up is they have multiple stations. So there's the dental station. There's the place where people check in, the registration. There's triage. So we wanted to be able to station someone in each of those areas. My partner had was one of the cinematographers, and I had kind of the more traditional role overseeing, making sure where everybody was, if there was someone who was going home, asking if we could go home with them. And some of the other cinematographers on our crew were Steve Bognar and Julia Reichert.
Yeah.
And their daughter, Lila Klein, came. She's amazing at interviews and is also a Dayton resident. Annie Reichert, cousin, came and, you know, we all stayed in a vacation rental house together, basically, because our budget was so small. So there were 20 of us in one house. And I started saying that the house smelled like sweaty cinematographer after a couple of days. And even though it seemed like a hardship at the time, a lot of people in the film talk about community and how much it felt good to sort of rely on people within their own community, resources within their own community that were being organized by remote area medical. But they weren't this knight on a white horse. They worked a lot of times, you know, the people who are putting up volunteers in hotels and checking in people at registration are just like, you know, they have day jobs at the post office or as school teachers, and they're going in because they want to help their friends and neighbors. And I felt a little bit like our the way we shot reflected those values. We were there with our friends and our family, and it was a labor of love.
You know, I love so many things about this film, but I feel like the film leaves us with questions, and anyone who works in public health or grapples with issues of what is society's role in terms of taking care of each other and ourselves, where should there be limits or not, or how does that work? How do we make that work? This film is such a thoughtful, caring piece that leaves us grappling with those questions. And it's also very cinematic. One thing that Friha and Jeff did is they brought in cinematographers who really have a different kind of eye. It's not just all handheld close-up stuff. It's more like more telephoto shots, more sort of an eye to the lyrical possibilities, even though it's like people waiting in line for, you know, x-rays or whatever. They find the poetic beauty in human faces and life, you know.
Thank you. Thanks so much. When Jeff and I were volunteers first, so it was the experience of volunteering that made us want to make the film. And it,
oh, you volunteered at an event?
Yes.
I see. As I wondered, I mean, there's so many. How lovely that's how that sparked.
Well, when Aunt Sue came back, she had actually volunteered at a clinic in Tennessee, not in the same town, but very nearby, and said, you have to see it for yourself. We went, and I just found that what she said was exactly true. I was able to understand something about the depth of need and the nature of need in our country that's being completely overlooked in a way that I didn't. And I'd like to think that, you know, I'm a well-read person and I read the news and I understand that there's a problem with our healthcare system, but I did not understand that it was this until I was able to connect with people on that human level. And I wanted to, you know, be able to share that with other people. So that's how we ended up, for one thing, making the film at all, but also going back to Tennessee. I think we sort of fell in love with Appalachia, and the people that we met felt very overlooked by, they feel like they're not a part of the rest of society, that they don't have access out even beyond financially. And so we wanted to go and say, you know, we care and we want to talk about your stories.
And I would say it's tricky because Appalachia has been misportrayed and stereotyped for so many years, you know, going back to like Deliverance and, representations like that. And it's a challenge for any film to go there, especially a film that's only there for a limited amount of time. And two things that Friha and Jeff did is they went a week ahead of time and did a whole week of interviews with people, getting to know people before the intense crucible of this clinic. And then the other thing is they went back like months later and did
follow-up.
Oh, nice
touch, yeah.
And so what happens is you get individualizing people and that the film needed that to avoid falling into this sort of, you know, whatever, the old stereotypes or old representations. I will say the film has had a great run. Friha won't say it because she's modest, but the film has had an incredible run. It's played at all the top film festivals and documentary film festivals around the country. And about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, it won the best documentary prize at the Traverse City Film Festival. This is the film festival that Michael Moore created. They were competing against, you know, all the films that are out there, and they won the top prize.
Huzzah. Congratulations on
that.
Well, it just looks like an amazing smorgasbord of offerings at the Film Dayton Festival this weekend. If you'd like to see Remote Area Medical, be there at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon at the Neon. But plan to come early. Go tonight. Be there tomorrow and Sunday. It's just really.
If you're in the area, swing by and grab a program book and just get a feel for the energy. This is our fifth year doing the festival. We're still a young, hungry little festival. Mm-hmm. We're growing every year. Our audiences have grown every year, which is great. We're still learning how to do it. We have an amazing executive director, Megan Cooper. She's tireless and incredibly creative. We have an awesome board led by Ron Rollins, who does great work throughout the community for Film Dayton and for all other things. But we're still pretty much a hugely volunteer effort. We believe in this town. We believe that film culture, that Dayton deserves a thriving little film culture. We want to bring movies to this town, work to this town, jobs to this town. But we love movies, and this is sort of the heart of our expression of that.
Certainly, we have the Right Stage motion picture and movie program that is of the highest caliber. But ultimately, with a festival like this, what it's going to come down to is not just these talented and worthwhile movies and projects, but that you actually just get out of the house and go on down there and participate, get involved in this great cultural happening. It's at the Neon and within the just one block area around there. Going to be quite a time. Gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock. Steve Bognar, one of the founders and board member for Film Dayton, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki.
And Fariha Zaman, you're delightful, and thank you for making such an important movie, and I cannot wait to see it on Sunday.
Thank you, and you're delightful as well.
Thank you so much. Film Dayton, you can find more information on our website, but you might want to just go to the source, filmdayton.com. Thank you for listening to Excursions on WISO. We're 33 minutes past 12 o'clock. Good afternoon.